Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know, my wife caught my son watching.
I am aware of this, yes. It is not the answer I thought it would be.
Well, when I say
that, I don't
that,
like when you say it like that.
There's one word that I think every guy driving around thinks of when I ask, you know, my wife caught my son watching.
It's what I thought it was when you called me and told me yesterday.
She caught my 6-year-old watching C-SPAN.
The sentence takes a right turn you don't expect.
Did you talk to him about how dangerous that can be?
It can. I mean, I think C-SPAN.
He might see some stuff he's not ready to see yet. It's not old enough for
C-SPAN sets unrealistic expectations of government, of world leaders,
of discussions on political views.
Yes.
Of how the way things work.
Well, apparently, though, this is not the first time she's caught him watching C-SPAN.
Repeat offender.
So
wow.
He's six. He's the youngest, and he still has that baby lisp sort of thing going.
Yeah.
But he will we asked him a question. I took a video of him and sent it to my friends. Like, he was talking about the Iran conflict.
Oh wow.
And we're sitting there staring at him going, okay, this is definitely different.
What are his thoughts on it?
You know what? He's conflicted a little bit.
I get it.
On
drop
certain
any
things.
Words you can't say.
No, he did not do that. That was a wild. He did not have a press conference like that this morning. No, he didn't. It was rather shocking. I don't think he has all his facts straight on the Iran conflict, but I think he kind of has a general gist of things, which is surprising.
But is he open to listening to your side of things, or is he just on his side and he will hear no other?
I tried to talk to him about it. He hung up on me, gave me sweet chin music, and then that was the end. But no, I'm dead serious about it. Like, she's walked in on him watching C-SPAN numerous times now, apparently. He's not talking like, he's not sitting there talking about global conflict all the time, but there's a lot of things he just knows at 6 years old about politics that I would not expect six-year-olds to know.
He's talking more about global conflict than the average six-year-old is?
Easily talking more about it.
So when he's been watching C-SPAN, has it only been with this current ongoing issue in the Middle East, or has it been previous, predating this?
I asked her. She said she walked in on him watching C-SPAN like 3 months ago. And I know, because he wants to watch the news. Like, at first, because I think he was like 6 o'clock, I'm on, so he's going to watch Fox 8. Sure. But then, like, after that, I think he's just watching the news. Because now he's able to call it out by name. Like, all the news channels. I don't know if he knows C-SPAN by name, but I think he just kind of flicks around and then finds something that looks like the news. And I think he landed on C-SPAN, and that's what he's watching. Which, I put that out on social media, and there were several people going, he's waiting for the prank calls. I go, he might be waiting for the prank calls, but you got to wait a long time. I mean, some of the prank calls are obviously gold, but it's not like they happen every day on C-SPAN. Like, I'm not watching C-SPAN just to...
But you're saying he's just flipping around and looking for news channels, and that's where he ends up?
I think he's looking for things that look like news. Like, news has a presentation, obviously. So I think he's flipping around looking for things that look like news, and he landed on C-SPAN, and so now he just goes to C-SPAN.
Do you think he knows about the prank calls?
No, I don't think he does. But with some of the things that he's been saying, I think I can't even find where C-SPAN is on the guide.
Are you looking for it right now?
Yeah. I know.
I mean, it's got to be in the 50s or 60s.
Oh, there it is. Wait, Washington Journal is on. So my son, at 8 a.m., he's not watching. Is it Kalu? What's that guy's name?
Caillou.
Yeah, what? Yeah, see, I don't know much.
Kalu is what you put in your mudslide.
He's not watching. I don't know what shows they watch now. He's watching C-SPAN. He's watching Washington Journal.
Wait, they have a different number for you to call depending on what your political affiliation is?
Yeah, you can call in as a Republican. You can call in as a Democrat or an Independent, or you can text them. Should I text them to say hi to Jonah in Ohio?
Yes.
Who's 6 years old? They probably wouldn't believe it. It's one of those things like this did not happen.
Yes. Text them right now.
I mean, I had. Do you want to put in some of the audio on of him talking about it? We got to. You got to be careful how we edit it.
I'm just looking at the guide right now. He could go one more channel and just watch Golden Girls, and that's a good time.
That was a good time when I was 6 years old. It's a good time when I'm 38 years old. I like watching Golden Girls.
Can't blame you there. There's no shame in that at
Favorite
all.
Favorite Golden Girl, real quick, off the top of your head, I think we all know. Oh, come on. It's taking you this long? Right? Blanche.
Yeah.
Well, that's something a six-year-old boy can learn a lot of.
You know what? When I was 6 years old and I saw Blanche sashaying around, I knew there was something there going on. I didn't know yet. And eventually I learned. I was like, oh, that's why I like Blanche. Okay. I get it now. Lance Risley going to join us at 8:22 this morning. Is it starting to look like 2023 all over again for the Guardians? Jim Bowden joined us yesterday, and he is a former Major League Baseball general manager. He thought that it might be a good idea to bring back Josh Naylor. That audio was posted on our social media. People went crazy on it. Do we have that audio, Jim Bowden? Here's Jim Bowden talking about bringing back Josh Naylor, of all people.
I don't think anyone's in touchable except for Maris. I think everyone can be available, but I mean, you know, I love Stephen Kwan. I mean, anytime you have a Gold Glove left fielder that hits 300 and steals 25 bags or whatever he's going to finish with this year and doesn't get caught, he's a winning player. And he would be better if there was more juice in the middle. The problem is you just don't have the juice in the middle. You need help with Ramirez. I mean, you guys know you miss Josh Naylor a lot. Right. And I'm not opposed to bringing him back either, by the way, and making a trade. If Arizona has a bad month of July, I wouldn't be afraid to go bring him back for the rest of the year either.
That's Jim Bowden. Find more 92.3thefan.com. On the other side of that, Zach Meisel wrote, and he wrote this about a week and a half ago, that it's starting to look a lot like 2023 all over again for the Guardians. I mean, you're there. You're hovering over 500. And I think it puts everybody in a bad spot. Like, and it's, I think it puts them in a bad spot, and I think it puts the fans in a bad spot because it just rehashes the same old argument. Like, because there's that second wild card, you got to think, yeah, they should be buyers. You just make the postseason, you get in. But I don't find that they would find themselves, as of right now, they would not find themselves in a position where...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They think that they can contend even if they were to get the second wild card. They are right now a half a game out of the wild card, coming back home and taking on the Blue Jays tonight. But I don't think that they look at Toronto, if I'm not mistaken, is a wild card team right now. Yeah, they hold the second wild card.
Well, Seattle holds the third.
There's two wild card spots. There's three? I thought there was only two, Owen. There's
Welcome
three.
To 2022.
Damn, I thought there were only two. I'm sorry.
2021?
So Seattle, you're a half game out of that wild card. I always thought that was the breaking point. So Seattle's at the wild card spot. You have Toronto. Oh, God, that's going to kill me for later. Toronto's a game up in the wild card. You're a half a game out. I don't think that you're able to buy into the wild card spot the way that a lot of people think that they would be able to buy in. Because of how the Guardians are run. Like, I don't think that they're going to be buyers because of that.
So I think that I don't know that they'll be buyers.
It was a long night yesterday. I'm sorry.
Well, I had a dream about a plane crash. They put that little hash mark on there.
I thought that means
that's the last.
Okay, when you're watching C-SPAN, there are only two wild cards.
We're watching C-SPAN, and they're still in the land of two wild cards. And I had a dream about a plane crash last night. Now, give me a little bit.
And the goat head.
And a person with a goat head.
That's why I stick with ONN.
I would have known right off the tippy top where the wild card was right then and there. I'm sorry. Had a brain fart.
News Nation, the wild card host from 7.
You know what? Shador Sanders, 216-474-0092. Say something about Shador Sanders. There you go. You want that? Boom. Boom. Had a brain fart. Not allowed to have one of those? Not allowed to have brain freeze?
Not on this show.
Does that third wild unless card you team change your argument?
Unless you have a pause and then you apologize for it.
No, it doesn't. Sorry. It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
So I'm not wrong. I think that the way they operate, though, is they want to be good enough to get lucky. And I do think that the wild card is part of that conversation. This is not a franchise that I think is all that concerned with being great. I think they're concerned with being good enough to get lucky in the postseason because that is how they almost won a World Series.
Yeah, but I think this year they are concerned with it. I think in years past, I think they've been better buyers than what people want to give them credit for. They're just not going to go out and buy big-time household names at the trade deadline. It's just really not going to go that way. But you know, we talked about it last week, and we got into heated arguments with some people last week about them. Like, hey, man, they went out at trade deadlines. They went out and they got Lane Thomas. They went out and got, they brought in Edwin Encarnacion during an offseason. They brought in other guys to help this team out. And Edwin Encarnacion at the time was a decent enough name, but it wasn't like he was setting the world on fire and everybody thought he was a household.
Well, I think that was the last move that you can look at and say, okay, they're all in. And that was almost a decade ago.
But that wasn't even an all... I mean, 3 years at $60 million, I think, was the deal. So that's not even all in.
No, I think that at the time that was all in because that was coming off of a run to the World Series where they increased their payroll. They did it for 1 year. They got unlucky and said, okay, we're just going to try and be okay.
But I don't think that's even all in to the Guardians. Like that
I think that was.
No, because all in, I think, to the team like the Guardians is like, we do not care about the future anymore. They are always going to leave themselves, not just one out, they're going to leave themselves many outs. And that's not... And by the way, that's been a very successful thing of what they've done throughout their entire history, as long as we've been on the air talking about the Guardians. They always leave themselves out. What I think what people want them to do is going after some of these big names that they're just not going to have the wherewithal to do so. And I don't think they're going to let themselves be constricted by the back end of some of these deals. Like, they were willing to do it, I think, for the end of Jose Ramirez's career because it's Jose and he's taking a massive discount. But as long as things remain the same, they're never going to be that way. So I don't think at a half a game out of the third wild card spot, thank you very much, I don't think that that's going to change anything of what they want to do this during this trade deadline.
I don't think,
because again, I don't know how much money they have to play with.
I don't know that either. But I think part of the issue with the Guardians is that they've not maximized what they've had. Because we talk about the Josh Naylor trade. I don't think trading away Josh Naylor was the wrong decision for the Guardians. I agreed with that trade at the time. I still agree with that trade right now. The issue is how they handle things after they make that move. Because they have been, I think, pretty good at making the trade a guy away move. I do think they've done a good job there. But then you have to be willing to call the kids up when they're ready. Like, Chase DeLauder has been ready to be a big leaguer for a while, and he's still not up here. I think he's somebody that, when you look at what the production for the Guardians has been in right field, 29th out of 30 teams. If Chase DeLauder is an average player, that is twice the production they're getting from that spot. Like, those are the things that could make them more competitive
that
they're not doing, and it doesn't cost them anything to do it.
I think that they're afraid to make that move for whatever reason.
That is where my issue lies, is that they are afraid to do those things.
I think they're afraid that, I don't know, I really don't know what makes them so nervous. I mean, I know he gets injured all the time, but if he's healthy, I don't know why you don't make that move to do it. But I don't think that if you're talking about Chase DeLauder or CJ Cephas, mm-hmm, or one of the guys that are in the minors, that to me is not going to be the right move to make in a pennant chase, because I think I'm putting on too much pressure on young people to rise up and to be able to hit in a Major League Baseball lineup, in a big league lineup. So that puts a lot of unnecessary pressure. So when we're talking about veterans, what veterans can I bring in? Well, what are they willing to spend? I don't know what the payroll is now. Overall, I think it's all just a guess at this point, because we don't know what they can play with their payroll, because we don't know their TV deal like right dead nails anymore what we used to. So if I don't know what they have to play with for now and for the future, and especially with a work stoppage coming up, like, yeah, I think they're going to stand pat. And if they sneak into that extra wild card spot, then they sneak into it. But I don't think that they're going to be making a lot of moves here.
I don't think they know what they have to play with, because I don't think they know who they are. And I think that gets back to the issue of not calling the kids up. Because if you have these guys in the big leagues and you know maybe they can't help,
yes,
but you learn that. Or maybe they can, and you know, okay, we can go out and make this move because we know what we have here can be real. But by delaying this type of thing, whether it's to pinch a penny 5 years from now or for whatever other reason that I can't necessarily come up with, all it does is delay knowing what you have right now. And that makes it more difficult for them to operate near the trade deadline, because if you only have 6 weeks of production before the trade deadline, you don't know if that's real. If you have 10 weeks, you probably have a little bit of a better idea.
Representative Jennifer Kiggins is on C-SPAN right now. Do you believe that she knew about a third wild card spot?
No.
Oh, Kiggs? Yeah.
No. No chance.
Do you think my son is watching it?
He loves Jenny Kiggs.
Does your son know about the third wild card spot?
I think he knows more about the Iran conflict.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.